Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Dose of Ariana. And this is Ariana Whitaker here. And today we're going to be talking about homosexuality versus the Bible. Some Christians believe that the Bible tells us that homosexuals are sinners. The current trend of increased acceptance of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community and is stressing to these Christians who sincerely want to follow the Bible. They feel it's wrong to encourage homosexuals in any way because it would mean going against God's word. This is one of the main reasons some people have so much trouble accepting homosexuals and the community. They're using the words that appear in the scripture in the Bible at face value to condemn the homosexuals. But the question is, does the Bible actually condemn carrying consensual homosexual relationships? What was the original intent of these laws, lessons, and guidelines written in the Bible so long ago? When the Bible was written, the Hebrew culture basically ignored the concept of a loving, committed, adult homosexual relationship. In addition, the Bible does not use any words that explicitly mean homosexual, nor does it specifically talk about rules concerning equal same-sex relationships. The question for us to answer is, what was the original intent of the ancient Jewish and early Christian authors who wrote the books of the Bible, and how these texts apply to homosexuals today? Jesus teaches us that loving each other is far more important than strictly following Jewish laws. He said that the first commandment is to love God, and the second commandment is to love others as you love yourself. As Christians, we know that God is always working on us, and that lessons for us can be revealed through reading the Bible. It is often from reading the words of the Bible that we are taught how to be the best we can be, so we can truly love our neighbor as we follow Christ. All of us can admit through the centuries that Christians have made changes in the way we interpret the Bible on some important issues such as slavery, the role of women, and food laws. All of us can admit that through the centuries of Christians have made changes in the way we interpret the Bible on some important issues such as slavery, the role of women, and food laws. The text of 1 Timothy 6 verse 1 requires slaves to, quote, consider their masters worthy of full respect. Other similar passages that support slavery are found in Ephesians 6 verses 5 through 9, Colossians 3 verses 22 through 24, and 1 Peter 2 verse 18. In the ancient world, slavery was a given, but in the modern world, we recognize that the master-slave relationship is a violation of the gospel and of human rights. Concerning women, 1 Corinthians 14:34 through 35 states that, quote, women should be silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be subordinate, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church. The author of this passage, Paul, may have originally had a point to make, but today if we took this lesson to heart, where would our churches be? Women are often the backbone of the leadership in our modern churches. The contributions and importance of women pastors and women leaders in our society are impossible to ignore. We have certainly changed our attitudes and left behind this instruction by Paul. In reference to food habits, most Christians have decided not to observe the kosher laws found in the Old Testament pertaining to clean and unclean food. So, there are rules written in the Bible that we no longer follow. I mean, our interpretations of the Bible can be changed. Whether we realize it or not, we are interpreting scripture and making decisions as to how strictly to follow the laws in the Bible every day. Can we change the way we interpret scripture passages that appear to condemn homosexuality, just as we were able to change our attitudes on slavery, women, and food laws, despite the fact that some Bible passages appear to be on the contrary? I mean, what were the original authors trying to teach us? Are there other ways to interpret these scriptures rather than assuming we know what these words from so long ago mean for us today? Knowledge of the ancient culture which surrounded the original authors will certainly help us answer this question by shedding light on which of these passages meant to the original audience. Unfortunately, some of the writings in the Bible are disturbing because by necessity it will focus on sexual relations. Many stories and parts of the Bible are disturbing, but we need to take a deeper look at these uncomfortable sections and learn what the Bible authors really meant and how this might allow us to compassionately interpret these scriptures for our lives today. Many Christians want to remain faithful to God's word through the Bible. This has caused Christians who read the Bible without background information or cultural context to have difficulty accepting homosexuals and the LGBT community. They see gays and lesbians as sinners who need to change and repent or remain celibate. But when we study the seven scriptures typically used to condemn homosexuals, it's evident that none of them have anything to do with consensual homosexual relations. And no place does the Bible refer to equal homosexual relationships, simply because such relationships were not recognized by Hebrew society when the Bible was written. Rather, the authors of the Bible directed the seven passages at the ancient Jews or early Christians to teach them to follow purity laws, to worship God and not idols, to be holy and honor God, and not to exploit vulnerable people sexually. These scriptures do not pertain to loving homosexual relationships today. When interpreting scripture, we can use teachings of Jesus to redirect us so we can understand how to apply these scriptures to our lives today. When the Bible seems to teach us something that causes us to be unfair to the human rights of others, it's exactly when we need to reevaluate and use the principles of Jesus to interpret these scriptures. Jesus was a radical in many of the ways he interpreted the Hebrew scriptures he had learned as a boy. The New Testament scriptures show that Jesus regularly put the importance of human individual over the ancient Hebrew scriptures and laws. Whatever the specific behaviors the Bible is condemning, the seven passages studied cannot be used to condemn committed same-sex unions today. These ancient texts are speaking against pagan practices, abuse, and violations of what back then were commonly embraced standards of decency and normality. As such, these scriptures do not refer to committed mutual loving same-sex unions. The Bible is actually silent when it comes to addressing the ethics of committed consensual same-sex unions. Some may be tempted to think that the seven passages may be construed as referring to homosexuality, but as we dig deeper, we see that they were rightly condemning other things: gang rape, template prostitution, adultery, sexual relationships between an adult male and an adolescent boy. These were the concerns that the biblical writers were condemning, and rightly so. These practices and the motivations behind them were very different from two same-sex people sharing their lives together in a covenant relationship. As a society that obtains so much of our moral guidance from the Bible, we need to move beyond the seven scriptures sometimes used to condemn homosexuals. We know that these scriptures were written for the Jewish people long ago and for the early Christians for purposes very different from the Bible, for which some try to use them today. With confidence, we can interpret these ancient passages using compassion and love as our guide, as Christ would ask us to do. You have listened to the Daily Dose of Ariana, and thank you for listening. Have a good rest of your day.